Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're taking a journey back in time, reflecting on the lessons we've learned and the wisdom we've gained. Here it is, dear younger me. Let's get into it. We all have moments in our lives where we wish we could go back and give our younger self some advice, whether it's about relationships, careers, self-esteem, or simply navigating the ups and downs of life. Hindsight often provides valuable insights. So this episode isn't about dwelling on regrets or wishing we could change the past. It's about reflecting on our experiences, extracting the lessons learned, and sharing that wisdom with our younger selves. And by extension, with you, our listeners. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges we face, the mistakes we made, and the growth we've experienced, and just explore how to apply that wisdom to our present lives. So we'll explore the common themes and challenges that resonate across different life stages, discuss the importance of self-compassion, forgiveness, and unpack practical strategies for navigating life complexities of life with greater clarity and confidence. So we'll be honest about the struggles we face and the lessons we learned the hard way, but also celebrate the resilience, growth, and wisdom we gain along our journey. So let's uncover this. Let's unpack it. What are some common things that resonate when we reflect on our younger selves? One of the biggest things is self-esteem and confidence. Learning to value ourselves and trust our own instincts and, you know, understand that you got this. I think that's one of the most critical things. If I could say, dear younger me, you got this. Failure is not an option and you're going to get it. I used to think like, you know, my level of ambition was so high and I'm like, I know I'm going to be successful because my ambition level was just there and failure wasn't an option. But I would say younger me, trust the process and understand that you're going to get there. Like, no matter what comes your way, that's why I'm so good at the resilience and just dealing with adversity, whatever that is, I'm going to tackle it head on, slay those dragons. So I would tell my younger self to trust the process and be confident because you got this. And in all honesty, I had it in the bag and I was very confident. Some people thought it was like cockiness, but honestly, there were moments where I'm like, I can't fail. I just can't fail. Like, my back is up against the wall. I can't fail. I'm just not going to fail. I'm going to push through. I'm going to see it through. And I did. So I would say definitely trusting my gut. There were some things where I was so right about. And, you know, people tried to play like mind games and psych me out. But honestly, my instinct was there. I was right on the money. So just trusting your gut, regardless of what people try to tell you. Some people may be jealous of what you're doing and how focused you are and how vicious you are and on the path that you're destined to get to. So they would throw those curveballs. We put it all on life. Like, life throws us curveballs. No, people will give you curveballs because they're jealous, because they're insecure, and they project those things onto you. So dear younger me, trust your gut, trust your instincts, because those things could carry you. And also being in the sales environment, I did that for over a decade, starting off in my early 20s. My instinct, I made a lot of sales using instinct, the things that people weren't telling me, reading those things and using that as leverage. So I realized that as I got more crafty and on top of my craft and just developed that skill set, that my instinct was my superpower. I was getting a lot of things right and making a lot of sales. Of course, you know, you have to create the benefits and the needs and match those up and all of that. But of course, I'm charismatic. That's a plus. But a lot of it, once I was able to perfect my craft, I used a lot of instincts and trusting my gut. And if I could tell my younger self that to trust your gut, that your gut is right, that's something I would say. Let's get to the next one. Relationships. Ooh, that's a good one. Navigating the complexities of friendships, romantic relationships, and family dynamics. That is like, man, balancing it all out, knowing who's right for you and who's not. So, dear younger me, what would I say to my younger self about relationships? Honestly, my relationships that I developed romantic-wise, vetting, my brothers were good at helping me vet and just not dating so much. I was very more like reserved. Like my dad always say, be the girl that every guy wants, not the girl that every guy has. So it's okay to have a crush on me, but we're not dating. We could be friends. Like I'm the only girl with all brothers. So a lot of guys I put in friend zones, like we're friends, and that's it. So I would say, with relationships, especially getting serious relationships, I was engaged a few times, and I just honestly, I would say, follow your heart, dear younger me, follow your heart, but also use logic. Shout out to my mom. I remember once where everything looked so perfect and just going to that next level. And I'm not gonna say names. I'm just not that kind of person. I don't put any of my personal business out there. But since we're talking about dear younger me, there was this point where I was engaged and it just wasn't 100% match. There were religions involved and we had different beliefs. And that my mom was like, do you really want to neglect your beliefs and convert over? That's like, you're so young, that's something that you could regret huge later in life. So logic is key. My heart was definitely in it and I feel that we were super compatible, but it was just that one little thing. So shout out to my mom, definitely being more logical. It's okay to trust your heart and have a soulmate, but you also want to use logic. So dear younger me, follow your heart, but be logical. When it comes to friendships, have a level of discerning spirit. One of my biggest downfalls is I'm just a very outgoing, bubbly person, and I get along with a lot of people. A lot of people draw to me. They draw to my light. But I notice as I begin to shine more and become more successful and accomplish more things in my life and my relationships and my career, and some people that I thought would be excited for me, they weren't necessarily excited. And it transpired to a level of jealousy. So that was a thing of choosing your friendships. That's why my circle is so small. My friends are perfect now. They're just right for me. They're successful and we all celebrate and cheer each other on. But that circle is so small. I can count it on one hand. So I'm very big on having good friendships, but the younger me, I made too many friendships and I was too open and too just giving and expect people to have that level of loyalty and be proud of me the way I was with them, but it wasn't reciprocated. So dear younger me, keep your circle of friends smaller. Now that I'm older and wiser, my friend base is so smaller and it reflects like who I am and in this journey of life. Career and purpose, discovering our passions and finding our meaningful work. That's so critical. Dear younger me, don't let society dictate what you should be doing in your career and what your purpose is. You will know your purpose based off of what makes you happy. What can you do for free? I had a director once say, if you love something enough, you'll do it for free. If you love it enough, if you're passionate about it. And she was definitely right. So understand and discover your passions and know what works for you. resilience and perseverance. You're going to face a lot of ups and downs, but you have to bounce back from setbacks and challenges. Like, dear younger me, there is no way you can avoid a challenge in life. Those challenges will come. You're going to face so many ups and downs, like, as a human being. I don't care how perfect your life is. I don't care how much money you have, what type of economic background you come from. We all face challenges and setbacks, and there is no way to avoid them. Even when you're on track, even when you have your goals, you can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Okay, outcasts, life will give you ups and downs, but you have to be resilient, and you have to be able to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and try again, and try again, and try again, over and over and over, until you succeed at what it is that you truly was passionate about doing. And self-care, dear younger me, your emotional and mental health matters. Prioritize that, put it first. Like, I think sometimes, of course, we're all working these jobs and we're trying to be on top of things and we're trying to be ambitious and we're trying to meet all of these things in our checklist. But dear younger me, your mental health is your number one priority. Put it first. And dear younger me, speaking of self-care, I was such a people pleaser. Like, I wanted to make everybody happy and be the life of the room and just keep everybody positive and upbeat and bring that energy. But dear younger me, stop trying to be a people pleaser. You cannot make everyone happy. Prioritize your emotional and mental health and focus on that, and everything else will fall into play. But dear younger me, people pleasing, that's not where it's at. You cannot please everyone. And embracing your imperfections. Like, stop trying to be perfect. Accept yourself as who you are. It took me some time to be at this place where I love me. I love everything about me. And if someone doesn't like it or love it, that's their business. I love me some me. My dad used to say that all the time. I love me some me. But no, I get it now. I get that statement. I love everything about myself, and there's nothing that anyone can tell me to make me think differently. I embrace my imperfections. They are what make me unique and who I am. And if you don't like it, so what? Kick rocks. I'm just kidding, but not really. But so what are some common pieces of advice we might give ourselves? Like I said, trust your intuition. You know yourself better than anyone else. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are a part of the process. It's a part of this thing called life. And mistakes are opportunities for learning and growth. And be kind to yourself. Practice self-compassion and forgiveness. You're going to make some mistakes in life. And for me, I was always hard on myself. I'm like the toughest person on myself. No one can say anything to me. Like, that's tougher than my own advice to myself. So I would tell younger me, be compassionate. I always say that in these podcasts, but that's from experience. Have self-compassion and forgive yourself for any mistakes that you made in the past. And don't compare yourself to others. Let me tell you, comparing yourself to others, that's the easiest way to have low self-esteem. And if you don't compare yourself to others and you're around guys or something and they're trying to compare you to other people, guys are good at doing that, trying to compare women to each other and give them that, you know, competitiveness and low self-esteem. Sorry, but I grew up with brothers, so I'm not comparing myself to others, and I'm staying in my lane, and I'm focused just on myself and just embracing and celebrating my unique qualities. So dear younger me, what everything that you did to stay in your lane and stay focused and not compare yourself to other people, that was genius. Glad you did that. And prioritize the well-being. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental health. Can't reinforce that. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Whenever you get yourself in a bind, Dear younger me, it's okay to lean on others when you need support. And dear younger me, embrace change and uncertain times. Life is full of surprises. Yes, yes, yes. Over the years, I've seen a lot of surprises. So dear younger me, understand that life is full of surprises. And it's okay to not have all the answers. It's okay to not have it all together as long as you keep trying. Dear younger me, never stop trying and never give up. And dear younger me, follow your passions, pursue what brings you joy and fulfillment to the very end, to the very end of your life. Dear younger me, don't stop pursuing your passions. And I do want to go over a few practical ways to connect with yourself, your younger self. Write a letter to your younger self. Share your wisdom, offer encouragement, and express self-compassion. Look at old photos and journals and reflect on your past experiences and identify the lessons you've learned. I do that a lot. Like, I've learned a lot of lessons and I see patterns that had to be broken. So when I get on the podcast and I'm talking about those things, I'm just speaking from experience. And talk to a trusted friend or family member. Share your reflections and gain new perspectives. And I remember just on the phone with my dad and talking about things from when I was in third grade and this moment when he came to pick me up from school and something happened and we talked about it and he said he just remembered how upset I was. Like, it literally just happened like last week. But yeah, we both have the same memories. Like, it's interesting when you share those reflections and gain perspective. And practice visualization. Imagine yourself as a child or a teenager and offer yourself comfort and reassurance. Maybe you've experienced some trauma when you were younger. It's important to speak to that younger you and heal that past trauma. So understand that reflecting on your younger selves is a powerful way to gain clarity from where you've been and understand where you want to go and who you are right now. You gain wisdom and self-compassion. It's an opportunity to heal past wounds, celebrate your growth and milestones, and embrace the present moment with greater understanding and acceptance. So, dear younger me, baby girl, baby girl, baby girl, take it slow. Understand that you got this. And I know you said failure is not an option and you're going to be successful by any means necessary. And that level of ambition, I admire your ambition. I admire your hustle. And I admire your unyielding and your level of motivation and inspiring so many others in your youth and just keeping that level of positivity and just holding on to things that you're passionate about. But dear younger me, trust your gut and don't let older people try to manipulate you. Trust your gut and understand that everything that you're feeling, it's right. And trust your intuition and be confident in who you are, but not as cocky, because I was a little cocky. I was feeling myself. But anywho, dear younger me, I'm so proud of you. And if I could tell you anything, I would say trust the process, because you had it. You had it in the bag, but you really didn't know it. You thought you knew. And at times you doubted yourself, but you got this, dear younger me. You had it in the bag the entire time. And I'm glad you were determined. And it shows up in the present. So, dear younger me, understand that nothing is perfect and trust the process. What is one piece of advice you would give to your younger self? How can you apply that wisdom to your life today? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you are not defined by your past. Embrace your journey, learn from your experiences, and create a future that's filled with purpose, joy, and authenticity. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.